Hello, Audiobooniverse. I am going to talk about an article that I saw today on Twitter and also read on my show and responded to, called How to Care for a Blind Person. And a few of us blind people got really upset over it. And other blind people were kind of upset or indignant that we got upset about. And I think I'd like to go through point by point and explain what it is that got me upset, and not just me. First of all, I am actually glad that there is a difference of opinion, because opinions are what makes the world go round. It's not that my opinion is valid and theirs isn't, or vice versa. I just want to give both points of view and to show the differences and how things could be seen. And, you know, we can continue to discuss this. There's no, like, oh, you're wrong, so I'm not going to talk to you about this. There's no, it's not an argument, it's a discussion, which is a lot healthier than an argument. First of all, the article is from a website that supposedly has experts on things, but it doesn't say who contributed this piece of work. Or, you know, who they are and why do they consider themselves an expert. So first of all, the source is a bit, I don't know. I'd like to know who exactly compiled this list and whether blind people were consulted and all that stuff. First of all, let's start with the article and the name of the article, sorry. How to Care for a Blind Person. Well, this implies some sort of helplessness on the blind person's part to care for. I would say how to help a blind person, how to work with a blind person, or even how to work for a blind person. But how to care for a blind person implies that the blind person cannot take care of themselves. You usually say, like, how to care for a dog, or how to care for a plant, or how to care for a baby. This is kind of dehumanizing a bit. I find it so. Now, let me read you this thing point by point, and we'll talk about it. Okay. Now, it starts, the introduction is a bit patronizing. Having a disabled person in your life can be a challenge. Well, having any person in your life can be a challenge. Many blind people have never had sight, so they cannot relate to color, shape, or perspective. Here are steps you can take to help a blind person live with his or her handicap. First of all, let me just say that none of these points that I will read have anything to do with color, shape, or perspective. And also, it is not anyone else's responsibility to help a blind person live with his or her handicap. It's the responsibility of the blind person to cope and live with it. And, you know, if you're going to work for or with a blind person, you may want to ask them what they think they need or they would like, and not decide that you know because you read this article. Let's start. Put everything back in the same place after cleaning. If you have someone helping you clean, make sure they are advised to do the same. This is actually correct. But again, I think all these things are the responsibility of the blind person to tell you. Maybe some people don't care so much about it. this assumption that people know, that's what bothers me more than the content itself. Some of the content I agree with, a lot of the content I don't agree with, and we'll talk about it. Yes, it is very important to put things in the same place when you clean. If you are a paid, you know, or a voluntary cleaner or helper, that would, most blind people will tell you that that is the right thing to do. Because it's a lot easier to find things, and I have been frustrated many times when I didn't find something. Keep everything on a blind person's where he or she left it. This applies to Braille paper, CDs, telephones, or computer equipment. This assumes that, you know, this is what a blind person's desk looks like. You know, I don't know that we actually needed this whole kind of, this applies to that stuff. You know, I think it also applies to Section 1. If you are instructed or asked to put things in the same place, why do we need the desk? Like, what is this, the desk? It almost, it sounds, again, it's
very prescriptive.
Yeah, and it takes the person out of the equation.
Well, yeah, and it makes a lot of assumptions.
Yeah.
The attitude behind this is the big problem.
Yeah.
I've got a few comments I want to make, but first. Go on.
Try to keep all the hallway and cabinet door closed. The doors. Try to keep all the hallway and cabinet doors closed. Warn the blind person if you plan to have them open for a long time. Yes, I agree with this one. Although, again, I think it is up to the blind person to tell you what they need. Now, this one really bothers me. Okay? This next one. Keep restocking supplies of anything the blind person uses regularly. This includes food and drink, bathroom items, and paper towels. Now, I'm sorry. This is the responsibility of the blind person to either do, if they do it themselves, or to tell you what you need, what they need. It's not, no one has the right or even the responsibility to decide what the blind person needs and to keep restocking it. It's the blind person's thing to restock it, you know? It's not like, I don't know that I'm running out of toilet paper. I'm sorry. I do know that I'm running out of toilet paper. And this really bothers me. And it bothers me that some people defend this. Because it's like, why don't you just, you know, let everybody do everything for you and not do it yourself? That really, really, really bothers me. Again, if you're a blind person, you're still responsible to make sure that you keep restocking your things. Or instructing the people who do shopping for you, if you don't do it yourselves, what to buy. Take out the trash regularly. Check for food that has been accidentally dropped on the floor or not returned to the refrigerator. First of all, if you're cleaning the house for a blind person, then or for a sighted person, that's probably a good idea. Also, the trash, that's not your responsibility. If you're cleaning and that's part of your cleaning, then, you know, that's what cleaners usually do, whether the people are blind or sighted. And this also brings me back to the section before about restocking. If it's your, you know, if part of your work is to restock things, then you would do it for a sighted person as well. So, you know, there's no need to say this. Now, again, it's not your responsibility to remember to take out the trash. It's the blind person's responsibility. Now, 6. Remember to turn off the lights before you leave, particularly if you're a part-time caretaker. Most blind people have low incomes. First of all, there's a few things wrong with this. First of all, a blind person should learn the position of the switches in his or her house. And again, since a blind person pays the bill, then, you know, check. If you're blind, then you check the switches and make sure they're off. You know, why do people have to do that for you? What, do they do that when they go out of someone else's house? The next one. Most blind people have limited incomes. That's so irrelevant. That's irrelevant. Again, that puts blind people in a category of, you know, not working, can't take out the trash, can't restock their own thing. It makes, it creates this illusion of helplessness, which bothers me. I'm not saying that that we can do everything ourselves all the time. I'm saying that there's a big difference between receiving help and needing help and being helpless. Now this really. 7. Help the blind person braille a list of important phone numbers, account numbers, and any other personal information they might need to access when you are not available. Now, again, first of all, this is an assumption that the blind person uses braille. I hope they use braille because I like braille, but some people use electronic means. And also, again, it's the blind person's responsibility to make sure that they get, if you have a helper, if you're blind and you have a helper, then you need to ask them to read you things that you need or to ask, you know, for numbers or stuff like that. It's not the carer's responsibility to do this. Now, let me go down here to the last things. Oh, I love this one. Tips and warnings. I love this one. This is like using an electrical appliance. Some blind people, and this was not, funny enough, this was not really addressed to the people who defended this article, didn't address this very well. They glossed over it because I guess it wasn't comfortable to defend or something. Some blind people have problems opening doors with keys. I don't know a single blind person who has this problem.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that one at all.
You can buy a lock that requires both a matching fingerprint and a code for entry. This sounds a lot more complicated than the key. It also comes with a standard key as insurance should it stop functioning. Why don't you just put the blind person in a cage and be done? I mean, I'm sorry. This is like, if there's one thing that I can say is total bullshit, that's bullshit. Now, another one that bothers me. Keep all sharp objects like knives and scissors out of reach. Thank you very much. What if I want to make myself some food?
Oh, no, but you don't make yourself food. I'm sorry.
Oh, but it doesn't say here that you should cook for them.
No, well, someone else would do that.
I see. Excuse me again. It's the responsibility of the blind person to know where the sharp objects are. And you should not keep them out of reach. They're not stupid children or even smart children or stupid adults or whatever. A blind person living on his or her own has developed skills, supposedly, to ensure that they don't cut themselves every day on a knife. And I don't like this keep things out of reach thing. Again, I wonder why the person who defended this glossed over this, because I find this the most offensive. What they defended was things that were obviously defendable, but the things that they didn't feel comfortable with got glossed over, which I found very frustrating, because if you're gonna defend something or you're gonna address something, then you have to address everything. And I can say, yes, there are a few tips here that work, but the way that this is worded and some of the things are complete and utter crap, especially the last, you know, warnings. It's like, why don't you just, like, when you start working with a blind person, stick a label on their back with warning, this blind person comes with sharp objects, keep them out of reach, or something like that. The wording is patronizing. I find it offensive. You could have rewritten this article and said it in a lot nicer way that keeps dignity. I think it takes away the dignity. But anyway, these are my thoughts. Now, Jeff, you wanted to say a few things?
Yeah, now obviously it's not so much the... it's not so much, like you say, that there are some tips in there that are obviously common sense.
Yeah, and we even ask our cleaners to put things in the same place, try not to leave doors open.
Yeah, and some of it's basic courtesy, though, you know, the expression, even a stopped clock is right twice a day, comes to mind. Obviously, the disturbing part of this is the attitude that's behind it. There's a few interesting things. The website, as I can understand, it's a thing called eHow. And my understanding is that it's a place where people can put up, advice about doing certain things. And the impression I get is that there's not much in the way of filtering. Unfortunately, the article doesn't say who submitted it or anything like that. And on the same page, it's got links to like similar articles and related postings that it's kind of figured out, and some of them are kind of only peripherally related. But it's quite interesting that there are a number of those articles that are in the related article section have obviously been written by blind people and are much closer to the mark. There's even one which is unfortunately titled very similar, How to Take Care of Blind People, but at least the at least the first point in it says always ask first.
Yes.
And like a number of the points are duplicated, but the tone of the article is quite different.
But this care for and taking care, it's like the blind person is of a different species.
And there are some other ones, other articles there that are better still, that are clearly written by blind people and have got nothing but good advice in them. And that in some ways makes this article all the more worrying, because it's a bad piece amongst a whole bunch of better pieces. But having said that, also, there are some not so good pieces in here as well, which may horrify you equally, including things like what was the one that really horrified me? How to entertain a blind person. Yeah, and it's as bad as it sounds. As far as I can,
I'm a rocking
concert. As far as I was able to stand reading, so there are some rather disturbing pieces in here.
I'm not saying this is all bad. I'm saying that beneath the crap, there's some things that are buried here that have some right points, but the way that it reads worries me.
So there's two things that I think we can take out of this. One is that the people who run the site really need to look at the fact that there's no attribution and do something about that, because information comes across as being authoritative and it isn't, and maybe they even need to have some kind of editorial look at it, because
there's no place to comment.
There's no places for comment or anything like that, and it doesn't seem there's no way of it doesn't seem like there's any filtering, because it's a bad article amongst some other bad articles and some other
good articles.
Rather good articles.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's disturbing, and I suppose it doesn't come as a surprise to any of us really, but it really does show us that at least in some circles we still have a long way to go.
That's a thing. We try to educate.
Yeah.
And then something
like this
comes, and then other blind people defend it.
Yeah, and it also demonstrates... It's also undermined by the fact that some people do need to be looked after like this. And that's mainly, I think, due to things like, you know, they weren't educated to... and empowered to be independent. Look, some people have...
And go and take them and
some people
make
have other issues as well. But yeah, look,
yeah, but
some
this
people,
talks about a blind person, especially
people
blind people who've been blind all their life.
Some people don't get the independence and skills training that they should get.
Yeah, but this is not the point of the article.
No. It doesn't clearly the article makes a whole lot of assumptions and speaks from the point of view of treating all blind people in the same manner, and that's the real problem with it.
And I've seen, and I have to make another comment, I've seen some people, some of the blind community, who I deeply respect, but they always feel the need, like, if something is upsetting to some blind people, if we think, you know, some of us think that someone's got it wrong, they'll automatically jump and defend them and make the rest of us feel like we're ungrateful idiots.
Some people are ungrateful idiots. That, again, is the problem. Some people are ungrateful idiots, and then they make those of us who, you know... It cuts both ways, unfortunately. You really have to go and assess things as they are.
Yeah, I know. I know, but it seems to always be the same people who actually are the first to say, well, no, they're right. Of course they're right, you know. And they're not right. They're not right.
The whole tone of it is completely wrong.
They're not right. Just because there are a few grains of truth in this doesn't mean that they're right. And it also doesn't mean that we think that we don't need help. I think that the most important thing is, like you say, ask first and don't assume.
Yeah, and even if you would, you could completely rewrite the article and say, make the same point and word it in a much less patronizing way. Coming from the attitude behind what's written here is the biggest problem.
Yeah, this is not a slight at anyone specific. This is just a bit of a picture to what goes on. This is not attacking anyone. This is just saying, let's talk about why you think this is a good article, if you think it's a good article. And let's maybe you'll convince me that it's good. Bless you.
I don't think you'll convince me.
Well, no, I don't think they'll convince me either, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's good. Anyways, have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you soon.